go back in hopes the four others can join him. I'm Rick James, American Contemporary Radio. UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim says a Syrian judge, who is a member of that special five-member commission, will go to Iran within the next 10 days, hoping the full commission can resume its efforts to get American hostages released. Adib Dawoodi of Syria will make the initial efforts of getting that UN effort back in gear. At the UN, a spokesman said this announcement came after consultations between Waldheim and the Iranian government.
Secretary John discussed at length the crisis between the United States and Iran with Secretary of State Maskey twice. And of course, Secretary of State was informed of this development.
A spokesman for UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim. Five-member commission put together by Waldheim earlier this year visited Tehran in late February and early March, but was not allowed to visit the hostages. That commission has not completed the report it planned to draft on the situation. This is day 197 of captivity for the Americans. This is also the deadline set for the nine-member European Common Market for Iran to release them. In Naples today, Common Market ministers seem to be backing away from their pledge to impose full-scale economic sanctions against Iran now. Reports have them debating a slow implementation of sanctions, pending on new deadlines. The death toll grows from the latest Freedom Flotilla mishap. That story coming up.
Yours, only a keepsake perfect diamond will do. Remember, only one diamond in thousands has the sparkle and enduring quality of a keepsake perfect diamond. Keepsake's value lasts a lifetime, backed by permanent registration and guarantee. Make your promise keepsake perfect. Select from a wide range of styles at your local keepsake dealer, listed under Jewelers in the Yellow Pages.
Coast Guard now says 10 people died when one of the private boats ferrying refugees from Cuba to Florida sank. There were 52 people aboard the craft, and 38 of them were rescued by Coast Guardsmen. Some of those alive were said to be seriously hurt. In addition to the 10 known dead, four other people are not yet accounted for. This came with the first signs that the Freedom Flotilla was slowing down, an indication that private boat operators might be ready to heed President Carter's call for an end to this type of emigration. ABC's Herb Chapman is in Key West, where he watched the latest refugees arriving today.
An American Marine, Spanish speaking, with a loudspeaker, trying to make the Cuban arrivals feel welcome. And they express their gratitude to some of the boat crews that helped them on the passage over. But business is very slow this morning compared to what it's been. There are just two boats tied up before me, where there were many more yesterday, with arrivals comparatively trickling in.
ABC's Herb Chapman in Key West, Florida. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency revealed today it is making contingency plans to relocate the 710 families still living in the Love Canal neighborhood near Niagara Falls, New York. That community was built atop an old chemical dumping site and has been plagued with a cancer rate far higher than normal. Diseases have affected young and old alike, causing many people to abandon their homes. Now the EPA confirms that blood tests among a sample of Love Canal residents shows changes in chromosomes, a suspected cancer threat to those affected, and a genetic threat to their offspring. The Deputy Administrator of EPA, Barbara Bloom, explained the planning now underway.
We're doing contingency planning in the event that a temporary relocation of the impact area residents is shown to be needed. The Federal Emergency Management Agency will work with the state and local officials to shape that effort should it become necessary. For us to implement it.
Barbara Bloom of the Federal EPA. Republican presidential frontrunner Ronald Reagan is campaigning in Ohio today, one of the states with a June 3rd primary. Reagan leveled his sharpest economic blast yet at the Carter administration in Cleveland. He said the present economic policies are pushing the country into a disastrous recession. I'm Rick James, American Contemporary Radio, a service of ABC News.